Kentucky native and UK graduate Audrey Bell Adams was living her dream, traveling the country, performing as Mrs. Gloop in the Broadway tour of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, when it all came to a screeching halt.
WHO has been assessing this outbreak around the clock. We have made the assessment that COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic.
Countless artists turn to Zoom classes and performances as an outlet or for income. Others left the business altogether amid the uncertainty of when paying gigs would return. For Adams, it became an opportunity to pivot, along with lifelong friend Casey Schuler.
I was sitting in the living room in my mother's home in Louisville, and my friend came over, Casey Schuler, and we were, you know, just jamming on the piano one night, and we both kind of looked at each other and we're like, I think we should start a band. And so we started a band, and here we are now, like 6 months later, Jame and Ray was born.
Where does the name come from?
Casey's middle name is Jame, and then Ray is my dad's middle name. So to honor him, I made it Ray.
Do you think you would have gone in this direction had the pandemic not happened?
Absolutely not. And so that's why, you know, it's so weird to like think about the pandemic in a positive way sometimes, but it's changed a lot for everyone. And I think it was one of those things, if I'm going to be given lemons, I might as well make it lemonade.
The pair made Lemonade and then some. Jame and Ray's first EP is coming out on Friday, and they perform live on Sunday at Tin Roof in Louisville. And the journey has been a family affair.
The moment we knew, like, it took a total of like 30 minutes for Casey and I to be like, we're going to start a band. And we called my sister Ashley Kate right away, and we're like, we're going to start a band. And she's like, I think this is what the world needs. And I think they're going to be very excited to hear that this is happening. And so then my sister, Ashley Kate, started, she's a producer up in New York. And, you know, I've never met a more hardworking, ambitious woman, businesswoman in my life. And she has a book coming out, shameless plug. And so she was so gracious by just giving us all of her connections, and she just really helped us launch, and she started her own record label with her business partner Mitchell Walker, and now we are a part of No Reverse Records, and we are one of the first of three albums that they are producing.
And watching over all of it is Audrey Bell and Ashley Kate's father. He passed away 5 years ago, but is ever present, from the band's name, as Audrey Bell mentioned earlier, to the music that inspired her sound from an early age.
My dad and I always listened to Sugarland and Jennifer Nettles, and he always said, he said, Audrey, you could sing country. You could sing country if you wanted to. And I was like, I don't know. But I've always loved country music and rock and pop. And, you know, I've loved it all, and I think because my dad was the one who would burn the CDs and we would listen to it on the way to school in the mornings, and him kind of, you know, being like, you need to sing like this, you know, it helped a lot to find my own style when it comes to the recording industry and how I wanted to sound commercially.
So he was right all along, you should sing country.
He was right all along. You know, that's so funny. He was right all along, and I'm not surprised.
I told you so moment.
Literally, I am not surprised in the slightest.
So what can music lovers expect from Jame and Ray's first EP?
There's a lot of country inspiration in it. There's a lot of rock inspiration in it. And it's, we don't really want to be put in a box. And that's the thing that's cool about our music. And I think what I love so much about the country music scene in general in Nashville, as long as you have the roots and they're musically inclined, and, you know, and so your music is well respected, you know, I feel like we've kind of put a lot of that into it. And so, you know, we have, you know, fun upbeat songs that are very instrumentally driven. We have, you know, slower pop rock ballad songs that will make you cry and scream in your car. We have, you know, our fun anthem song that'll make you want to drink and drink some whiskey. And so, you know, we have a little bit of everything on this EP with these five songs. And so we're really excited to share with the world what we worked on and created, which is weird to say. I mean, it's crazy that, you know, I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Jamin Bray's debut EP, produced by No Reverse Records, is available on iTunes. And you can hear them live at Louisville's Tin Roof Sunday night at 5 o'clock. I'm Karen Czar for 91.3 WUKY.